Betsy and Thomas here for you today. And today is March 12th. Important to know because we're in the middle of the big false flag called coronavirus. And Thomas has some observations that he's been making over the last few days that he'd like to share with you.
Yes. Don't be afraid. Tomorrow's Friday the 13th. Some people think that's bad luck. Well, if you're a Templar in the 13th century, it would have been bad luck. But for you now, it's not bad luck. And coronavirus is not bad luck. As a matter of fact, they're now calling it what it is. SARS Coronavirus 19 Volume 2. V2.
Well, I think the reason that they had to stop calling it coronavirus is because people were going, well, hello, corona is the crown. And what's the queen's involvement with all this?
Well, we've shown that Perbright, which is a corporate biological warfare company, has a subsidiary called Muriel, and that's where we believe the Muriel Animal Biological Laboratories, which has a office in Nanchung, China, where we believe that this was released. We do not believe the Chinese released it on their people, but we do believe that they're taking full advantage of that, and we also believe that they're lying like crazy, and we are going to try to dispel some of the fears for you to begin with. And some of this is going to come as a big shock to you. So here's the deal. I'll tell you right now, you're really in very little danger. You're in more danger of pneumonia and flu killing you than coronavirus, ID-19, which is SARS, coronavirus 19, version 2. That basically means they already have a vaccine for it. And in Israel, they already have the vaccine. In 1 week, they'll have it. Now, I got to explain a few things to you so you'll understand. I'm not saying don't fear. I'm saying know what it is that you should fear and stay away from it. Don't get any inoculations into your bloodstream. Let me just give you an example. 250,000 people a year in America get pneumonia. 50,000 of them die from it. That's one of five. Well, guess what? The majority of them had been already given because they were already above 65. And they tell you, if you're above 65, you have to get the pneumonia shot, the Prevnar, which has, hang on to your hat, 23 types of viral pneumonia in it and 13 types of bacterial pneumonia in one shot they put into your vein. And then a few months later, they want you to get a second shot.
Well, what are they doing? Are they deliberately trying to weed out old people in our communities?
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Absolutely 100%.
Well, this is a form of genocide.
Think of it. If most of these people who are above 65 and they consider to be in danger, if the majority of them, and it is the truth, the majority of them, get the pneumonia shot and one out of five dies from pneumonia, those aren't good odds. Now, let me give you some more statistics. So again, let me repeat this. 50,000 people a year in America die from pneumonia. The majority of them have the pneumonia vaccine shot on their record. In fact, they're being given live pneumonia. I was watching someone in the ICU unit at a hospital for over a week and watched five people from there leave from pneumonia death. And when asked, when I asked the nurse if they had why and so on and so forth, she said, yes, all of them had been given, had received, they were older and they had received the pneumonia shot. And a couple of them weren't even very old, but they had also received the pneumonia shot because they had been driven by fear to go to the store, you know, your local pharmacy on the corner. And now they have big signs saying they're giving out the flu shot for free. Well, let me tell you about the flu shot. Over 65% of the people who die from flu this year, 29,000, it's about 30,000 this year so far. And in previous years, I think last year was 36,000. So imagine, about 30,000 people a year die of flu. But then imagine that 65% of them had the flu shot. Uh-oh. Are you beginning to get the statistics here? Over 60% of the people in the Walt Disneyland horrifying, panicked German measles outbreak. Later, it was found out 60% of them had the German measles vaccine. Vaccines don't stop you from getting the illness. They give you the live illness, and then you can either get over it or not. It may stay in your system for a long time afterwards also.
Plus, they put other things in these vaccines. They put mercury. They put fetal tissue. I mean, they're just disgusting things. Would you let Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation inject you with one of the vaccines that they've created? I mean, really?
Bill and Melinda gave, I think, 10-20% of PerBright. Carlyle Group was another 65% of their initial funding. So you have the eugenists of the world, DARPA, CDC. They all invest in patenting viruses and then trying to create then a patent for the vaccine. Well, here's the deal. The elite would certainly not have taken a retrovirus, which means that it was a biological created weapon against humans. And that's what this is, because there is a DNA marker on it that has proven that it was manipulated. It is a retrovirus. So is HIV. So is Ebola. And now coronavirus ID-19, which is really SARS coronavirus 19 version 2. Now, they have literally created the vaccine, or the elite wouldn't have allowed this to be given out now, would they? Now, do you think the vaccine was given to China where it was released by the British through Muriel Animal Laboratory, Biological Laboratory? It's basically experimental biological weapons that have been going on in England since the Burroughs Wellcome Company developed it. And PerBright itself, by their experiments with animals, particularly from cow gut and from bovine guts, and they take animal illnesses, they amp them up, they turn them into a retrovirus by making them be able to attach to human cells and convince that cell that they're actually part of that cell. That's what the furon enzyme does, which is the marker in the DNA that proves that coronavirus is in fact a retrovirus. Now, here's the problem. It's not a very strong retrovirus. I mean, really, it's less than 1% of killing those that it contaminates. And the spread of it isn't nearly as good as they had wanted. Now, remember, Ebola, it was a big zero, too. But remember, they told all of us we were all going to die from Ebola. It was unbelievable, the stories about Ebola, though it never really got out of Africa. Of course, they told us we were all going to die of AIDS, too, just by standing next to somebody who's gay. I mean, let's remember the fear-mongering that's been going on all these years.
Well, the very point of fear-mongering is to get the public panicked. So then that they look for their elected representatives to help them and protect them, and will even be willing to give up our rights. Remember, just like at 2011, when they ran that false flag operation that demolished the Twin Towers, we were quick, Americans, to give up our rights to be protected. And in the end, it turns out they used those rights to turn like their FISA courts into courts against us. We don't want to do this again, people. Don't buy into the fear. Just be safe. Wash your hands. If you get the flu, treat it like regular folks. But Thomas, this is even bigger now. Now we have that Donald Trump has said no more travel from certain European countries. What's that all about?
Well, first off, let's look at what the World Health Organization did. It's a perfect example of what is about to happen. And you can watch this. This is another one of our many predictions. It isn't hard. This isn't a prediction. This is simply looking at the following. The World Health Organization, which has nothing to do with health, they kill people. They have been found to put sterilization materials in their smallpox.
But let's remind folks that it's funded by the United States.
It takes up. They give us a bill.
The United States government funds WHO and the UN to go out and commit these atrocities.
And Bill Gates donates to them, and we are given a bill to pay. But Trump has cut that bill in half, and in some cases much more, to all these agencies of the United Nations. They're evil. So in 2010, they started their pneumonia program. Now, most Americans won't even, except if you're above 65, they won't even know what you're talking about to get a pneumonia vaccine or a shingles vaccine. And certainly the flu vaccine we all know about, because they want you to get it as a baby. And they want to put the pneumonia, now hang on, they want to put the pneumonia vaccine as a mandatory vaccine in America. Right now it is not. The World Health Organization, 2010, inoculated millions of children Then they brag. You can go online, Google it, and you can see that they tell you that then of the all the children, they were after children in this. They wanted to create a pneumonia vaccine for children, so they targeted really children under age 5. So they inoculated all in the third world countries and in these countries that thought they were getting this great thing. So they inoculated all these people, and the statistics proved the following. The majority of them got pneumonia, and 29% of them died from it. Now, let me walk this back. They were given a shot to stop pneumonia. In the majority of the cases, more than 50%, they got pneumonia.
Well, they always have that in the disclaimer that you can always contract the very thing they're inoculating you for.
It says right there, as soon as you Google it, it'll tell you that there are side effects. I mean, right in the first sentence, you don't even have to open it. Correct. So they give the shot, which is supposed to stop you from pneumonia. Many of them get pneumonia, and 29% of them die of pneumonia, which means those are horrifying rates. The same thing in America. 250,000 people get pneumonia a year. 50,000 of them die. Those are horrible rates, especially seeing that the majority, if not most of them, had the pneumonia shot.
Yes, but if the mainstream media doesn't want to report this in total to us, then we won't know, because then you only know anecdotally that your aunt had the pneumonia shot and then later died of pneumonia. You don't see the big picture of what Bill and Melinda and the CDC, and that's another group. I wouldn't listen to the CDC for a damn thing, because you've got Rod Rosenstein's sister there, and you've got this Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's, I mean, he's a globalist through and through if you just look at his history of what he's done. So don't pay attention to the CDC either. Folks, in these very confusing times, the best thing to do right now is just to follow the Trump tweets. If he sees that things need to be ramped up, he's going to let us know.
The CDC is like who? They're basically out for us. They're not helping us. The CDC is a corporation. Bill and Melinda Gates, just for the next flu season, gave $100 million. Why? Because a company they own down the line, they own stock in, many of them, those pharmaceutical companies, which, you know, that's who they invest their money in, because that's who gets the money. What happens? The CDC gets the patent. They own the patent. They make $4.1 billion last year off of their 56 patents. Then they farm them out to big pharmaceutical companies, which are owned by people like Bill and Melinda Gates. And they get hundreds of the flu shot last year. I believe I saw the statistic. Just one payment was $200 million for the bad flu shot last year. Remember, 2.1 million people got the flu last year. Why? Probably because the flu shot that was being given out that killed 30,000 of them, you get herd inoculation, it's called. If somebody gets the shot, they have the illness. If you get near them, you can get the illness. Okay. Does anyone tell you that?
No, they don't. But let's go to the big picture now. What's going on with the shutdown of travel from the EU to America?
Okay, well, let's look at Italy. First off, look at the places that were closed off first. China, Iran, South Korea, and now we see that Italy should have been. Italy and a number of other countries. But look, who has the most 5G implemented? Those very countries. So the very countries, coincidentally, and in Italy, they're blaming it on Vodafone and this company that's come in and basically made 5G practically free and tried to get everybody on it. So everybody's being beamed into 5G, whether they even have devices that can connect to it or not. And they have a rampant outbreak. Okay, one of the worst in the European Union. Now remember, they have no borders. They have no borders. Even the countries in the European Union who've put up fences to stop the migrants, who are really invaders, they have no borders. They have agreements with the European Union that they have to allow these people who are not inoculated, who in many, many cases, we've pointed this out, a porous border on our southern border causes more illness in America than all of the Americans. Okay? Most of those people are ill, or they're soldiers, or they're being human trafficked. But in many cases, they're ill. And we see this. It's fantastic, the illness coming across our southern border. That's happening in Europe everywhere. And now Turkey, Erdogan, has released the invasion. He is the leader of the invasion, along with Barack Obama, George Soros, and the Pope. and the Guterres, the head of the United Nations, who used to be the head of the High Commissioner for Refugees. In other words, the high extorter for refugees created by war that was fake. None of those wars were ever wars. The seven places that Obama bombed that has created more illness than you can shake a stick at and put those people into refugee status, and they have massive amounts of illness. Just look at the statistics of the people coming across our southern border. Take out all of the soldiers, and the rest of them, you could probably see about 75% of them are sick. And they're coming here to get free medical. Thank you very much, Democrats, demon rats, all of which the demon rats, especially Biden, especially Bernie, want to give free medical to these ill people, but they don't give it to us, citizens.
Well, look at it. It's Trump playing hardball. Because the Democrats, they're screaming and yelling about Trump all the time, not doing enough, and now he's stepping it up. You know, you have Merkel coming out the other day saying that 70% of the German population is going to come down with this. Folks, that's just outright propaganda. Now, Trump can either try to counter that, or he can go, wow, well, we better shut our borders then to Germany.
When this retrovirus was released in China, it was on purpose, and it was to take the Chinese down to a level where the British could actually do a deal with them, because they would be in the worst condition they've been in, you know, about 50 years economically, China, and especially before they got connected with the Clintons and, well, the Clintons turning it into our manufacturing state. But before that, when I forget which president it was, gave the most favored nation trading status to China. Never should have been done. Biggest violators of human rights on the face of the earth, more than you can imagine. We can go into what's going on in China, but that's neither here nor there. We knew that. We've talked about that. They're going to use this to kill all the Uyghur Muslims. I mean, that seems to be what they're doing. They have a plan, program for it. We also know that it was released in a giant 40,000-person dinner that was given for free for no reason at all in Wuhan, where this retrovirus, this coronavirus, was released. So it was the British. Why? Because the British wanted to bring the economy down to their level, okay? So that they could do a deal with the Chinese, because they're not going to do a deal with America, because they either choose Huawei in China or America and Five Eyes. There's no other choice. And Boris Johnson isn't smart enough to know how to comb his hair, let alone do a deal with Trump. He's not getting a deal with Trump. What does Trump say? We'll see, we'll see, we'll see.
That's because Trump knows that Huawei is the way that the Chinese spy on us. But he also knows that Five Eyes was set up to spy on America. We've always been told and taught, which was, now we see propaganda, that Five Eyes shared information with all of these allied countries. Well, it turns out, folks, that's not the case. The British Imperial Empire is still our enemy. They've just tricked all Americans in our public school indoctrination centers and our fake news media to believe that they're still our friends, when indeed they're not. I mean, you can look at Ground Zero right there at Purebright Institute, where they have this bioweapon 5G satellite control center right there. I mean, it's as clear as a bell.
It certainly is, Betsy. And we know that the people at the top know this. And that's the reason we have to bust them.
But Trump might not be able to come right out and say that. So what he's doing is saying, okay, we don't want any Huawei, which is still gets to the same goal. But the other thing is that notice how the UK is now being isolated. And watch, you've got the travel ban for Europe, but you don't have the travel ban for the UK. Why? They have as many migrants that are infected coming into their country. So why is the UK being isolated? And I'm beginning to think that perhaps it's a strategic play to make sure that the UK is as weak as possible, so they will beg Trump to help them.
Yes, I believe that the Chinese haven't turned up their 5G Huawei as high in Britain as they have in Italy, or as they have in other
European Union
countries.
To our British patriots, if you look out your window and you see a 5G tower, that's not there to bring you warm fuzzies. It's there as a weapon.
Now, I want to point something out, okay? There is just such stupidity that sometimes you don't have to do any research to prove that things are absolutely insane. For instance, look at the election. The very tool they used that they couldn't to this day get a count for the Democratic primary in Iowa was then used in another state and they couldn't get a count there. Then it was used in another state and they couldn't get an accurate count there. So they know that it's being... It is ineffective, if not hacked, if not already rigged.
So they probably,
and then Super Tuesday happens, and there's no problem in any primary, anywhere, and any Super Tuesday, and Biden's elected, though, wait. We can see that nobody shows up to listen to him. We can see he doesn't have the support. We can see that in these states he lost, when they were perfecting the fraud of the digital manipulation of their primary, which had already happened with Hillary before. They already had that. It was called the template to win the election. But the point is, why would we believe that Biden is truly being given real numbers? Okay, everything has to be looked at, and when you look closely, you find it's often the opposite.
I bet you if we would look at those election boxes that were run on the in the primaries, we would find that the Mitt Romney, George Soros, Richard Dearlove software called Optech would be in all of them, and that's so easy for them to rig. And speaking of Romney, have you heard the one where Joe Biden asked Romney to join him on the ticket as vice president?
Well, yes, and it made me think of Homeland, the movie that we watch sometimes with Carrie Mathison, and she's basically spelling out on the screen what is happening in Washington, D.C., and let's look what happened in Washington, D.C. in that story of Homeland. The president had a coup. Oh, my. There's a coup on President Trump. She threw in the towel. Well, that's what they want. How many times have they told Trump?
She?
The president, okay. In Homeland.
Yes, yes.
They told her to throw, she threw in the towel. Well, they told Trump to throw in the towel. He won't.
He won't. Mm-hmm.
Then they set up these fake armies in Afghanistan where the generals were being paid hundreds of million dollars for armies that didn't exist. Well, hello, that's going on.
Are you kidding? They're sending 30,000 troops in for an exercise in Europe. And you know what happens when you see a false flag and you see military and police coming in for an exercise? You need to pay attention. Oh, and you know what else I want to say while we're at it, and you just lost your train of thought? I think it's all about a banking collapse. Now, look, this is what I see. I see the banks, they went in there in force with a meeting with Trump at the same time that he was giving his speech in the evening about coronavirus, and I read the transcripts. And I want to tell you what, the bankers are trying to get Trump to agree, I think, after reading the transcript, that they might be too big to fail, because they ask about other industries, are the hotels too big to fail, and this too big to fail. Look, folks, the banks never settled their books. In 2001, they had all these Brady bonds, and Thomas can speak at length about it, that weren't settled. So they had to take down the towers. And if they're going to take down the towers and clear off their books for these, they might as well get a lot of agendas done. So 9/11 took care of a lot of unfinished business for these globalists. Then when we moved to 2008 and we have this housing crisis, remember, we bailed the banks out. But it didn't satisfy, it didn't take care of anything, because the banks went back and they're still doing the crap that they did before that got us in the trouble. Now, what you see also on the news is this crazy run on toilet paper for the coronavirus. Well, I look at that and go, maybe the run on toilet paper has nothing to do with coronavirus. Maybe it's average, ordinary people looking at what's going on at the banks, realizing that the fiat currency isn't going to be worth much, and they're stocking up on their toilet paper. But maybe what we all should be doing is stocking up on our dollar bills from the banks. I'm telling you, the banks are in a bad position, and they're using coronavirus as an excuse of why they're all failing. And this is why you're seeing businesses shutting down and things beginning to shut down. These are all the signs that you would see if your banks were collapsing. Now, I don't want patriots to be concerned, because the American intelligence media has put out several citizen intelligence reports that show what we can do for a soft landing to get off this fake Federal Reserve currency and back to a really good, strong U.S. Treasury note.
People might think you're crazy mentioning coronavirus and banking things, but I'm going to go there. Make sure I talk about gold. Italy. Italy says it has all these cases, but we, the king of the world and the king of the CDC, don't have enough test kits to test people on ships. Remember, those ships have a special 5G linkage to them, all the cruise ships. Remember that Italy is completely permeated by 5G. Now, when they go to test in Italy, do not tell me they have a coronavirus ID 19 SARS coronavirus V2 test kit. Don't tell me they have that. And anyone who tells me they have the test kit has to tell me that they then know that there's markers on the DNA, or else they couldn't have created the test kit, could they? They're probably testing for ferrin enzyme so that they know this is a different type of pneumonia. Remember, this is a pneumonia,
but wait, folks. Wait a minute. Wouldn't it be easy to put a bioweapon on a test kit? I mean, these people are evil. You got to think evil. Couldn't you be having the test and actually they're putting something else in your body that's harmful?
Well, they will eventually certainly give you a shot.
I don't trust any of it right now. Folks, just stay away from it.
This is the setup for spending billions on a shot. The CDC got $3 billion to develop a vaccine which takes 7 to 8 years to develop. Now they say they're going to get it in 1.5 years, and sometimes you hear them say they're going to get it in 45 days. I'm telling you, Israel announced 2 weeks ago they already have an exact SARS coronavirus that can affect ID-19 that will be ready in 1 more week.
They just need this money to launder out to all of their bad boys because Trump has been closing up the sources of their revenue stream.
The Israelis, who are some of the smartest people in the world, and they are there's a Five Eyes, well, they're the sixth eye, and China's the seventh eye. So they will have the patent on the vaccine for the fear pandemic. Okay, can you hang out with somebody with pneumonia and not get pneumonia? All day long, no matter which version, virus or bacterial. Because we have a fantastic resistance to it. And if you start to get pneumonia, like I'm speaking from direct experience, I almost died from it a year ago. And what I had would have probably at that time been called coronavirus. And they were taking away people on stretchers dead.
Oh, I was there. They were taking out people in stretchers right and left at our hospital down the street. Flu season, the nurses said, worse that they had ever seen. That was last year.
So you got death happening everywhere, and you ain't dying. Why? Because either you do what we do. We take some substances like silver water, a natural thing. Throw a dime in your drinking water.
No,
okay?
No. That's not going to do it. You need to have colloidal silver water.
I understand
okay?
that. In the old days.
You can use Purell and Lysol. I don't want to talk about the old days. I want to talk about interesting things like, what are you going to say about gold?
Okay, hang on. But these home remedies are still as valuable today as they ever were. Okay, so simply be smart. Now, is this going to affect our economy? Fantastically, but what happens? As long as we are more than 90% of the currency of the world that all business is done in, which we are, though China and Russia have attempted again and again to break into that, it doesn't matter. We control the economy of the world. We're now at 0%. Trump is talking about the biggest change since 1913. It will destroy the U.S. Fed. It will destroy the IRS.
Yeah.
And it will put more money in the pocket of we, the small people, and business owners, small business owners, than anything ever done in history. That is to completely drop the payroll tax, both ends of it, payroll, the employer-employee. We still have Medicare. We still have Social Security. You still have the blah, 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 all that. And he's talking about this. And people are ready to do it. Why? Because of the fear that they're going to all die from coronavirus. Now, are you going to die from coronavirus? A 103-year-old person in Italy, I think it was, just recovered from a very bad case of coronavirus. Okay, how do you recover from such a weak virus, a retrovirus, by the way? You're 103 years old because it's a weak, weak virus. These are small numbers we're talking about. Minuscule. As far as they're concerned, the CDC has a name for this. It's not incidental, but they don't count. When that few of people die, it doesn't even matter. 30,000 die of flu a year, and do you think the CDC cares? They're giving out 65% of those flus.
Yeah, but you know, Trump could set an example for all countries to close up, lock up their borders. And if every country did that, that would totally destroy globalism.
Totally. Now,
I want to tell you gold, and then we got to go.
We've been telling you all the gold's been escaping America through the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Exchange Stabilization Fund, allowing them to give to Britain more gold than they have in their reserves. 362 metric tons of gold have been shipped to Britain. That means they're getting ready to crash whatever markets they have control of. That's a fact. Betsy's correct. I just now did some research on this. I've been saying it all along. It's insane they gave money back to Germany.
Who's the they that gave money? Wait a minute. You said England, and now you're saying Germany.
Both.
Who is releasing?
Britain just got more money sent to them than they have in their
who
reserves.
Who is doing it? Who's releasing the gold?
The U.S. Federal Reserve. Unfortunately, the U.S. They can do this with nothing more than the nod of the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which we were talking about the other day, hasn't even been activated. Now, look, they lose 2,000 points in one day. They gain 2,000 points in another day. That's because they're clearing their balance sheets of all of their stock market. They're also clearing the U.S. Fed, which clears them of their gold. And so they're moving the gold out of America because they attempted to crash the stock market. That's what coronavirus is. The British attempted to crash all world markets, and by golly, they're doing it. They're pulling all their gold back. Germany already pulled all their gold back to Deutsche Bank and the other corrupt CIA rogue banks, and now Britain's done it. Britain has 312 metric tons of gold in their reserve. Not much. We just gave them back, and we don't owe it to them, 362 tons. This is insanity. This is the sign. That's the reason gold is going up and down and you're not noticing the movement of gold, because the movement in the stock market has everyone looking there. As you're looking at coronavirus, you're not looking at the fact that Britain either needs to have new deals or they don't exist anymore if they stay out of the EU, or they go back to the EU. And the EU, he just closed them off. Trump did that on purpose, to bring them down too, because he knows Angela Merkel and Britain are... How come there's no cases in Germany and Britain? How come they're getting all their gold back? How come Germany's done the deal for oil that made them the richest company in the European Union? The only reason they go on when Britain gets out is because of Nord Stream 1. Trump has busted them on this. We busted it. We gave them the information. Anyway, I want to thank all the people who have been listening to us for so many years and are receiving wisdom and insight from what we're saying, because we are passionate about the truth, and we are so thrilled that so many of you write us such beautiful things to thank us. So I wanted to insert that, Betsy. I know I didn't warn you of any of this, but do not be afraid. I was just in the emergency room. I was just in a doctor's room, and I'm not afraid. I'm not going to wear a mask. If you know how things are contracted and you know what they are and you know where they come from, then you can avoid it, as well as if when you do get it, you can get out. Yes, I had pneumonia for a week. They said it was a miracle that I left. That was because my doctor's taken care of me. And I was blessed by so many people praying for us. So the deal is, God is more powerful. Consciousness is more powerful. Good habits can stop what are common things. And by the way, best news of all, you hear someone has coronavirus, go stand near them, hope that you get a small case of it, then you become immune. That's the way it works. It's very simple, folks. So all those people who got coronavirus, most of them overcame it. They can't get it again. And they can't give it to you either. So 2 weeks is an uncomfortable time to set aside to say, well, we're not going to go out and get exposed and expose. But the deal is, use it for consciousness development. Use it like they're doing in Italy. They suggest to make a bunch of babies because their population growth is going down.